The answer is A, common carotid artery atheroma, leading to central retinal artery occlusion. For the USMLE, you need to know this. If you get a stroke, a TIA, or a retinal artery occlusion, you need to say, does the patient have high blood pressure? If yes, you want to think carotid artery plaque, as hypertension is the biggest risk factor for carotid artery plaque that in turn will launch off to the brain. If in contrast, the patient is a bit older, has good blood pressure. They tell you blood pressure is 110 over 70, 120 on 80, and the patient gets a stroke, a TIA, or retinal artery occlusion. You want to do an ECG, looking for atrial fibrillation. You suspect a mural thrombus due to atrial fibrillation and stasis in the left ventricle. If the ECG is normal, you're going to do a Holter monitor, which is a 24-hour ECG, to look for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. If the atrial fibrillation is there, you then do an echo, a transthoracic echo, to visualize the mural thrombus. That's it.